Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff we might just talk about on the radio by going to freetalklive.com, creating an account, logging in. It's all free. And then you find stuff on the internet that you think's interesting, hop on over to freetalklive.com, submit it to the site, and then other listeners will see it. They'll check it out. They'll decide whether they like it or not. And then the most liked of the various different submissions within a certain window of time will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see it and therefore more likely to discuss it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive as we go to your phone calls about what you want. Jason is in Colorado. He's on Free Talk Live. Start things out tonight. Hello, Jason.
Hey, gentlemen. I'd like to finish my series on economics. I would like to talk about the dollar for a few moments.
Okay, sure. The fiat dollar, the dollar that they just can print from thin air.
That's the one.
Because
the one in your wallet, probably.
Didn't a dollar used to mean like a certain amount of silver?
Back in from the late 1800s to the origination of the, until 1933, the dollar was worth just a little bit over $20. $20 was worth 1 ounce of gold. You could walk into a bank, slap a $20 and a quarter on the table, and the bank teller would actually give you an ounce of gold in exchange.
I thought the term dollar actually at one point applied to a certain amount of silver.
It's from a Dutch word, meaning
yeah.
Some weight.
Yeah,
it comes from
like Count Schlick of, somewhere in Europe. It was called Yalakdom's Talers. Taller is the word for valley in whatever language it was. And he was so successful at printing his money that they started calling them Yalakdom's Talers, and then that turned into dollar, and that's kind of the history of it. But it used to be a unit of weight of metal.
Okay, so today you're talking about the fiat version of the dollar.
Yes, yes. Okay. I want to talk to the dollar from the turn of the century, last century, and to the present. And I really just have 2 points to make. You know, many listeners have heard that the dollar has lost over 95% of its purchasing power since the Fed was created around 1913 or 1914.
Yep, I've heard that.
And that's a true statement. But that's even worse because you and I and Mark know that we've been talking all week about how the CPI and all those government figures are even fudged. So it's probably even worse than that. I know a couple more percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, I've been talking about inflation versus deflation, and I'm trying to tell everybody to ignore the arguments for deflation. The only way we'll ever get a deflation is if the FDIC can't bail out banks and the Fed stops buying treasuries. When that day does come, you do want to own dollars because your dollars will actually be worth more if they ever do that. But in the meantime, until that time, I want everybody to know that it's inflation. And this loss of 95% since 1914 includes the Great Depression, in which the dollar did actually gain purchasing power because banks went out of business and the money supply was shrunk.
Got it.
Okay, so that's the first point. The second point is there's a thing now back to the future or to the present. There's a thing called the dollar index, and I just want to explain that briefly. The dollar index is the dollar versus a basket of other currencies. That's the euro, the British pound, the Swiss franc, the yen, and it's weighted according to how much trade the U.S. does with each of those areas. So the euro is actually 57% of the dollar index. So what that means is if you see the dollar index, which is currently at 82, if you see that go down to 80 or 70, then what that really means is the dollar versus the currencies of Europe have essentially, it's gotten weaker than the euro. And if you've seen all the strife in Europe lately with Greece and soon to be Spain, Portugal, Italy,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of them, you're actually going to see the dollar actually rise against these currencies in worth.
Yeah,
however,
actually what it's doing is falling more slowly in value than those European currencies.
Interesting.
That's right. You could use the parachuting. They're all jumped out of the airplane, Mark, and they've just pulled their chutes at different times.
So when it appears the dollar is rising in relation to the euro, it's just because they're both falling and the dollar falling slower.
That's right. Or another analogy is you're looking through the window at the cancer ward and you're watching all the people walk around with cancer, and some of them look like they're in remission, but they all really still have cancer, that they're all headed to zero, they're all headed to death, and the dollar just sometimes looks stronger. So I'm trying to say don't fall for the strong dollar argument. It's bogus.
Interesting. Very good. What else did you want to share?
So one last point on that. Back in the 80s was the last time that the Fed actually came in, right, when there was the inflation of the 70s. Chairman Volcker came in and he raised interest rates. Now, I think the free market should set interest rates, but let's set that aside for a minute. So Chairman Volcker set the interest rates really high. And that's when people had loans for like 18, 19, 20%. So he set the interest rates high enough to encourage people to save. That was the last time the dollar was actually strong versus everything. So around 80 through 84, the dollar, because everybody started saving because the interest rates are so high and they didn't want to take out loans, the dollar actually went all the way up to this index number up to 160. And that's its all-time high is 160. We're currently at 82. So you can see that the dollar just relative to the other cancer patients or the other parachuters, it's lost half of its value just in respect to the others. So when you hear that the dollar index has gone up, just remember that it used to be at 160 and now it's at 80. So don't fall for, the U.S. has a strong dollar.
Very interesting. I never even heard of the dollar index before tonight. So thank you for illuminating me on that, Jason.
Ian, can I make one last? Can I switch topics really quick?
It'll be quick. Go ahead.
Have you? I just was looking for a video on my phone this afternoon, and it was by an artist called MIA, and it was a video called "Born Free." Are you aware of this?
There's an old song named called "Born Free." Is it like a remake?
Okay, so I'm looking at the webcam, so I can see by your faces that you have not seen this. So can I describe this for a minute? It was like the most insane anti-American government video I think I've ever seen. It was I saw it originally on Lou Rockwell, but I just learned that it was been banned. So
banned from where?
It's banned from YouTube. You can find it on other sources by just typing in MIA Born Free, and you'll find it. But it's YouTube banned it because of it's got some very serious graphic violence in it, but that's not the real main point of the video. So it starts off with a bunch of mass SWAT team guys riding around, kind of bouncing around the back of the vehicle. And there's a camera shot where you see this vehicle. It looks like it's leaving Los Angeles because I recognize the skyline. It's leaving Los Angeles on kind of like a highway. Somewhere near downtown L.A., they go into a very just kind of run down apartment complex. And the SWAT team guys, there's guys overwatching the vans and the vehicles, and these guys just start kicking in what seemingly random doors in this apartment. And the scenes that are happening inside the apartments that are kicking, of course, no warrants, none of that stuff. There's
no stinking warrants. We don't need no stinking warrants.
No, they don't need no stink, especially when they got the guns and everything. So they kick in these doors, and in one of the scenes, there's a fat couple having sex. That's graphic, so I know that's why some people don't like it. And then the next door they kick in, there's an old man smoking pot, and he's not harming anybody. He's just sitting there smoking. But what you get the impression is these guys aren't finding what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. They finally kick in another door, and there's this redheaded kid, and they grab him. Kind of looks like maybe you're thinking he's a young punk drug dealer or something like that. They grab him. They haul him off to the van where the Overwatch is, and that's at the first point. This is when the video, like, actually makes sense. You see a bunch of redheads. Everybody on the prison bus is a redhead just like this kid. And they start driving. None of them are saying nothing. They eventually go out to looks like the Mojave Desert, and one of the cops gestures them to go, to run, run. And they all kind of stand there in disobedience, say, no, I'm not going. And one of the cops pulls out. These guys all have their American flags and all that kind of stuff on their uniforms. No names, of course. And this one guy pulls out a gun and just blows this, like, 12-year-old away in the head.
I'll tell you what. Tell the rest of the story here in a moment if you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Born Free, apparently, the name of the video. MIA. Let's see if we can pull that up maybe during the break here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too, and you better keep rolling with the best, RollingPapers.com, the best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, RollingPapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes, papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at RollingPapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at RollingPapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at RollingPapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with RollingPapers.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those, including our listening options, live streams, webcam, listening lines as well. You can call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, we've got our new satellite channel for the Liberty Radio Network. It's all there at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com, and it's all for free. Hey, government is a wonderful thing, but you already know that. Well, unless you weren't paying attention in the government school that they forced you to attend, that they controlled and forced your parents to pay for by regularly threatening to steal their home, School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. Schoolsucksproject.com. Jason is on the line in Colorado telling us about a video that apparently has been banned from YouTube by an artist called MIA, the song titled Born Free. The description so far includes a very paramilitary kind of SWAT team force coming in, raiding a building in kind of a ghetto area, and basically ignoring people who are smoking pot or doing some sort of drug. I'm not sure if that was supposed to be pot. We were just
tobacco to me,
watching
but, you
know. Some of it during the break there. They bust up some people having sex, and but they after being somewhat violent with them, they leave them, and then they find a redheaded kid, take him and put him on a bus with some other redheaded kids, and that's where you were going to continue the story.
Yeah, so they put him on the bus, and they eventually drive him out to like a desert scene, looks like the Mojave Desert, and they urge him to just run, go, and they don't comply. So one of the officers pulls out a pistol and just blows this kid away. And I mean, it's very graphic. I mean, it's like Saving Private Ryan graphic. He just blows this kid away. He's like maybe 12 years old. And the rest of them get the idea, okay, we're going to get killed if we don't run. So they start running. And then the scene kind of pulls out, and you see these kids, they're all redheaded, and they're basically running. It turns out to be a minefield, and they're basically just running in slow motion, and then some of them are blowing up. And it's really graphic. There's body parts going everywhere. So I don't suggest anybody watch it. They're going to get real turned off by that. And that's pretty much how it ends. But the point that I wanted to make about this, there's three points. First, this directly ties into discussion that happened a few nights ago about the military and the police getting together and becoming closer. You could almost see what I picture is CIA type rendition abductions, and just basically these people are just being corralled. And the term that comes to my mind is insurgent. This is when you hear the word insurgent and there's no definition, or terrorist. It turns out that if you're just a redheaded kid in this video, you are an insurgent. And that's the kind of, I mean, it's got to be like that in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is probably the criteria they use. There's a guy with a towel on his head. Let's go get him.
In the early days of the Iraq invasion, that's exactly what the kind of people they threw in Abu Ghraib. They had so many people in it. More than 10,000 people in a prison designed for like one. They just had them stacked up in there. But I don't think that's how it's going right now in Afghanistan or Iraq. I don't think they're doing those level of roundups. But I imagine
not that you would know. You're not there.
But I'm paying attention to the news on it.
Okay. So here's what I would say to that. I guess the skeptic would come out and say, well, come on now, this is ludicrous. I mean, nobody's going to be rounding up redheaded kids in America. I mean, come on, what are you talking about? This is hyperbolic. What would you say to that, Jason?
I don't know, Ian. I think that there was a roundup called the World War II roundup of Japanese.
Yeah, but they didn't force them to run through minefields. They just kept them in little camps
where they were safe.
Yeah, just keeping them safe.
Yeah, safe from themselves, right?
Go ahead.
Like you said, when you mentioned Abu Ghraib, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's the sick. Trust me, and I know I was in the military. I got out of the military. The sick people that join the police and the military. Mm-hmm. They're emphasizing the sickest amongst them, and they're showing you what can happen. I mean,
I agree.
Do we have to remember that there was a Hitler that
right.
took people and gassed them?
Yes, right. And really, things aren't that far off from this particular vision here, in that they are rounding up people in this country. They're called so-called illegal immigrants, and they're targeting them because of the color of their skin.
Well, if you can imagine what it's like when the INS descends on one of these factories, where legal, illegal, whatever you want to call them. Some people that are citizens, some people that are naturalized, and some people that are undocumented work. You can imagine what the scenes like. Everybody put on the wall, everybody put down on the floor.
Scary.
If you don't go fast enough, you get bashed or hit or clobbered with something.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
You gotta lay there until they've decided that you're you're legitimate.
Sure, and we've heard stories about SWAT teams coming into people's homes looking for a little bag of pot and terrorizing families, shooting people, killing children, shooting dogs, holding a family at gunpoint and forcing them to lay on the floor for hours at a time. So really, I mean, we're only talking about a difference in degrees, right? I mean, right now they're rounding up people, calling them illegal immigrants, and the story is that they're taking them to detention centers, but if you get more power, these people are aggregating more power over time to themselves, the government people. And as you point out, Jason, they're militarizing the police, and the military is becoming more police-like. And so all of these, it's going in this direction, I guess is what I'm saying. If you get more power aggregated to these organizations, then the sickos are going to be ever the more attracted to them, as though they aren't already. The sickest of the sick will rise through the ranks, and before you know it, you could have some kind of an execution situation like this. Whether it's legal or not is another question, but they could do it, and very little would happen to them.
Yeah, and I've read that the singer MIA, the singer, I guess, is famous for some of the soundtrack from the Slumdog Millionaire. So she's very popular as far as I know, She has refused to comment on the video. This is the interesting part. She's not saying what the video, why she made the video, what it means to her. I think that all of the listeners of Free Talk Live can look in this video and see a whole host of things, from the rendition of forces, you know, how people are treated in Iraq, to the police state in America. It's all wrapped up there. And I think it's actually quite smart of her to keep quiet about what it actually means.
Yeah, that way you can make your own decisions.
The video is exhilarating. I don't know what else you can do. Whatever else you decide to say about it, it's amazing to watch. It gets your blood pumping.
Oh, and do we need to mention the videos that have come out of Iraq with these sickos, these soldiers, and the private mercenaries just shooting up people, just shooting them?
There was another
sitting
one
in the back of a truck, just laying it, just loading bullets into people.
There's another one recently that I read an explanation of. I didn't get to see it because out of my house, seeing videos isn't that easy. But supposedly, two soldiers essentially were getting ready to blow up an IED, and an Iraqi woman was coming by. And, of course, she didn't, she was oblivious to what these two soldiers were doing. They were kind of chuckled to themselves and blew it up as she walked by.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
Thanks, Jason, for the call tonight. I appreciate the heads
up
on that. Yeah, you can go and find this, MIA, Born Free. It comes up on Vimeo. And I would guess the reason why it's been banned from YouTube is because there is full frontal nudity.
Naked people in it.
Yeah. And YouTube doesn't like that. So, whatever. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Thank goodness we have the Internet, where there's more than one choice for video streaming. All right, more coming up here. You can take control. 800-259-9231. More budgetary issues in California coming up.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we got a lot of features there, including our news updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop when there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Get your updates in your preferred manner, whether you like the email option or perhaps Twitter or Facebook. We've got all three, so go and get signed up for free at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains how to use the rules of the judicial system. How to file forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all in there. It's all created by a doctor of jurisprudence who wanted to show you how to protect yourself from members of his profession. This course will allow you to fight your battles in court if you wish to do so. It's jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course. It is awesome, and I feel like I'm better armed for some kind of court case. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, news out of California from the Associated Press. We've reported in the past that certain state governments around the country are doing far worse than others. I mean, they're all in bad shape. They're all fiscally irresponsible, and they steal, so that's they don't really have to be too responsible. But unlike the federal government, the state governments don't have the luxury of being able to print out money. So therefore, there is some level of... I don't know if accountability is the right word, but there is some level of financial control over what they can and can't do, right?
I guess that's, yeah. They're not as out of control as the federal government.
Right. And so California's been having a pretty tough time, and so they've been looking for ways to, of course, the government people don't want to actually cut the size of government. So they're always trying to figure out a way to, increase the funding, avoid taxing more people more, because already I think lots of places in California have like a 9.5% sales tax. They're already,
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, they're already
looking at sin taxes. Can we tax soda pop more?
Oh, they're talking about legalizing marijuana. There's a ballot measure this year to fully legalize marijuana, because they know they can get money from taxes for
sure.
It. So all of a sudden, it used to be bad to smoke marijuana, but now, it's not so bad anymore because we need the money. That's pretty much what they're doing. And another proposal that's been on the table is from the governor, is that he was going to reduce state workers to minimum wage while the state remains without a budget. However, a judge, a rogue person in California on Friday, today, declined to force the state controller to comply with the order by the governor to pay state workers minimum wage while they remain without a budget. Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Marlette denied the administration's request for a temporary restraining order that would have forced the controller to pay the federal minimum wage immediately to about 200,000 state workers. He ruled that it would cause too much harm to their employees. Deputy Controller Hallie Jordan said the decision means state workers will continue to receive their full wages in July and August, and they go on to talk about how great that is for their employees.
So, I'm sure they feel that's the truth.
Yeah, so earlier this month, the state appeals court had ruled in favor of the governor. It said that he has the authority to order minimum wage for civil service workers because the state has not passed a budget for the current fiscal year, which started July 1st. So they're already 2 weeks into their fiscal year, and they're not even.
It's interesting how just a judge can tell the governor that he can't do something, isn't it?
Mm. Schwarzenegger's order would cover about 200,000 of the state's workforce of 237,000 who would be. I wonder what are the other 37,000 doing, and what are those, just like the administrators? Is it basically if you're an administrator in the government's bureaucracy that you get your pay, you're okay, but the other guys, they get cut? They would be paid the federal minimum of $7.25 per hour if the courts ultimately find in his favor. Salaried managers who aren't paid on an hourly basis would see their pay cut to $455 per week. If wages are cut in the future, employees would be reimbursed once a budget is passed and signed. So even if it were to actually occur, it would only be a temporary measure. So they're still going to take care of their own, at least for now, while they still can. They'll do everything they can not to upset their unions, because if the state unions get all upset at the state government, then you get a real mess on your hands, right?
It's not good. I mean, I don't know precisely what they can do, but...
Well, they would not show up to work and things like that, and
that's what I was kind of hoping for.
Well, it looks real bad for them, right? When that sort of stuff happens, and if it's happening across the board, across the whole state,
California has to, I believe, it has to be 2/3 of their legislature, or whatever, has to approve the budget. So they have a pretty rigorous budget that they have to approve, and California is kind of an example as to how. Why it is that sort of the Republican form of government just still doesn't work. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, their budget has to be approved by something like 2/3, I think. It might even be 3/4. It's some high super majority.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind a Republican form of government, and I generally, am for that, is that you make some kind of super. If we could just get a few enough of these legislators to if we made the threshold high enough, then the laws would be more just and things like that. But in California, I mean, it's got to be the largest state government in America, one of the, yeah, the most expensive, one of the least spendthrift, and they've had this budget in their constitution the whole way through, so it doesn't work.
Meaning, what you're saying is that even though they have this very high bar, they're still able to
somehow or another they get it pushed through.
Tremendously.
They threaten the small government Republicans that are in there. All those small government Republicans, they say, well, yeah, look, the state government isn't going to work if you don't vote for this.
So pretty much it's going to have to come down to raising taxes, right? I mean, there's no real way for them to.
They're not
going to
cut spending.
Yeah, they're not going to cut because they feel obligated to all these government employees to keep them employed. So they're going to have to raise taxes. And there's only so much that you can extract from the poorest of the poor as far as hitting them with speeding tickets and things like that. I mean, certainly enforcement of those sorts of things is up around the country. The piddly little crap that they bust people for certainly hurts poor people more than it does, proportionately, than it does rich people. But there's only so much blood you can get from that stone. In this case, they're going to have to raise taxes, and that's going to do, well, it's going to drive people out of California.
Rush Limbaugh just left New York City.
Sold his
condominium. He's out
true?
Of there.
So he's not doing any shows from New York anymore.
Why would he? Why would you go to New York City if you were Rush Limbaugh?
I don't know.
I mean, you've got this giant compound in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you don't have to leave if you want.
Your 20-year-old wife or
if you
whatever.
Want hookers and blow, you just send out one of your minions to go get them, and they bring them back. So he just lives in a little, very secure compound in West Palm.
Mm. Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. So as the California situation gets worse, as Illinois gets worse, as these various different state governments around the country and governments around the world crack down and create more taxes and increase taxes and just make things all the more difficult to live, it's going to make what we've got here all the more attractive, don't you think, Mark? I mean, the small, much smaller by comparison government in New Hampshire. I mean, in New Hampshire, I remember from the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire that's available at the Free State Project's website, I think New Hampshire has the lowest ratio of government bureaucrats to actual productive people of the entire country.
And I think it's in the top and in the bottom five as far as, tax burden on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard one and I've heard higher numbers than that, so,
right.
Or 50th, and then
so,
I've heard higher numbers.
So really, I mean, we've already got some good things happening here. I mean, the Free State Project has chosen New Hampshire. We've got hundreds of people that have made the move here already, hundreds more and thousands more. Over 10,000 are pledged to come. We've got more coming every single week. And well, as the political folks start getting more active and having more success, they've already had some success. And they've been pretty successful just kind of stopping the growth of government in some ways. In a couple areas, they've rolled it back a little bit. But imagine them rolling back some more taxes, like the meals tax or other things like that. Stuff
it's going to make New Hampshire that much more competitive.
Corporate taxes, because I know they do have some sort of a corporate tax in New Hampshire.
All those things need to be rolled back.
Yeah, getting rid of that stuff is going to make it very attractive to move your company from California or these other places up to here, which means more jobs, more attractions.
What happened to Michigan?
More economics, etc. You come up. Your call's coming up next. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith and make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by voluntarily becoming an amplifier. As little as $3 a month is all it takes. You get access to perks like the Amp Only commercial-free podcast. You get the Amp Only call-in lines, forum, and more. Get all signed up for with any major credit card or alternative options, PayPal as well, over at amp.freetalklive.com. And your AMP dollar is going to benefit the folks over at the Liberty Radio Network as well, helping those guys out. I just was talking to the guys from Liberty On Tour, libertyontour.com, Adam and Pete. We've had them on the show a number of times in the last couple of weeks because, well, it's convenient. They live right next door. I've got them camping out in their motorhome here in my the studio driveway. And so we've had them on the show to talk about what they're getting ready to do. They're going to be going around the country, traveling 13 weeks to 13 cities. And while they're in each city, they will be engaging in activism. They'll also, of course, be socializing with the liberty-minded folks there and driving around, I'm sure, in MARV, their mobile authority resistance vehicle. And as a result of all that, they're going to be exposing MARV quite a bit. So they're selling advertisements on MARV, and I think they're almost sold out. So if you are somebody who is a representative somehow of a liberty-oriented group or organization and you want to get on MARV, you probably should get in touch with the Liberty On Tour guys at libertyontour.com. But they came to me, and of course I said, yeah, absolutely, let's get on board. And so I purchased ads for Free Keen and Free Talk Live and the Liberty Radio Network. So basically, we're going to have the Liberty Radio Network banner plastered right on the back and on the side of MARV, which is going to expose not just Free Talk Live, but also expose some of the other great shows that we have there. Are there on the network at LRN.FM. So that's thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. Your $3 a month makes a big difference for us. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance for that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we were just talking about the Free State Project a moment ago and how it is that these different state governments around the country are just making things all the more arduous for business owners and individuals and increasing enforcement of silly nonsense stuff like zoning code violations and stop sign violations, and, you know, marijuana arrests, things like that, trying to, the best they can to turn, figuratively, if you will, turn you upside down and shake out your pockets. You know, just trying to get every last dime from you that they possibly can.
Well, they run an extraordinarily inefficient organization. All governments do. They don't have the same motivations that companies do. Lean and mean in government? It's ludicrous. So they have to find ways to just take the money from you where they can.
So it's going to result in more people coming here to New Hampshire, which is great news. So if you haven't signed up yet, head on over to freestateproject.org. Get on board, because if you are anything like me, you see that wherever you are, it's probably not true that liberty is advancing in any way, shape, or form. And if you want to have a chance at that actually happening during your lifetime, maybe it would be a good idea to get together with other people who are of a like mindset. Head on over to freestateproject.org. One of those guys, one of the men, we've got men and women here, by the way, but one of those folks who has joined the Free State Project and has made the move to New Hampshire has joined us here tonight, Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com. Welcome. Good evening.
Hi.
Wasn't sure if you were going to make it tonight. Is everything okay?
Everything is fine. I'm just
spaced out.
Yeah.
You're in the midst of making that movie, so I
That is actually the reason why I'm late. It's not a good reason, but...
That's all right. Good to have you here anyway. And something that's actually been happening here in New Hampshire, since we're on the topic, is this schism that has risen its ugly head again.
Oh, I'm the ambassador of the schism.
That's why I waited for you to come here tonight.
Yeah,
so
I'm
talk about this.
I'm the self-appointed ambassador of the schism.
And it's kind of been our observation, Dale, that over time this schism between – it's perceived, right? I don't know if it really exists. I think maybe it exists in some people's minds, but for me it doesn't feel that way. But the schism is between people who are active solely in politics versus those who are active solely in not politics, things like civil disobedience or...
I think the schism exists between people who just can't get their noses out of the other side's business. Like, you know, it's sort of like there are plenty of people who are content to do what they're doing, and, you know, maybe they don't, you know, I'm one of the people, I don't have faith in politics, I don't have faith in courts and stuff like that, but, you know, I kind of like, you know, go ahead and prove me wrong, and do your thing, prove me wrong and everything. I'm
right, you don't take
that.
A dump on somebody.
I'm not going to spend my time, like, badgering them about what they're doing. And
right, because it's not necessarily, I used to describe it as kind of an inside the system versus outside the system schism, but that's not really true, because civil disobedience is still kind of, I mean, depending on how you do it, non-cooperation is still inside the system. You're just not doing it through the traditional obedient means.
I don't know if I'd call it inside the system. I mean, I think it's just a case of, well, the other thing, too, is I hesitate to jump immediately to civil disobedience, because I think there's a false dichotomy that if you're not doing politics and court cases, then the alternative is civil disobedience, and that's what outside the system is. But, in fact, I think that's just one thing that's probably the most attention-getting thing, and that's why it gets – that's why that dichotomy seems to exist, that false dichotomy, is because the really attention-getting stuff is when someone gets arrested because they're not they don't have a driver's license or something. But there's plenty of – I think there's things like media, which is not working inside the system necessarily. There's things like – you know, other forms of outreach. There's things like agorism. There are things. There's also levels of civil disobedience that don't go all up that don't include getting arrested. You know, there's the whole notion of, well, I'm going to disobey up until they threaten me with arrest, and then I'll comply so to avoid arrest, kind of thing. So there's like all sorts of different things that people can do short of. There's all kinds of things that working outside the system includes other than civil disobedience, and that's a false dichotomy.
So. I think you're probably right, Dale, that civil disobedience generally isn't inside the system, but one could make the argument that some people engage in civil disobedience with the intention that it will change the system eventually.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's really inside the system, because you aren't really doing things by the way they have prescribed for you to do.
You can stand outside of a house and throw rocks at it until it changes. So you can affect the house from the outside.
So you would say that civil disobedience is always outside the system?
I'm not willing to necessarily say that, but I mean the what you just said was that some people do civil disobedience with the intent of the system changing at some point.
I think that's actually that's a perception that a lot of inside the system people have, is that if you're doing it, you're trying to change laws and things. You're just doing it in a different way. And I don't know, maybe it's really new age in the world of activism, but a lot of people now, I think, the people that I'm involved with, they're not so much thinking about, they don't care what's on the paper. Like, the piece of paper says we're going to do this if you do that. And, you know, they write a law and say that that's their justification to do bad things to people, right? Oh, we wrote it down and you violated it, so now we're going to do bad things to you. And that's their justification system, but to someone who's outside the system, that's just their little game that they play. Essentially, someone who's doing I think a lot of people doing civil disobedience are looking at it as, I just want to change their behavior. I want to get them to stop hurting innocent people. If they have to play a little game, and their own little game to that changes their behavior, then they can do that. But I think a lot of people are saying, look, that is a game they're playing, and that doesn't justify what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. In fact, you can look at their laws, their statutes, their ordinances. You can see there are a number of them that are on the books that are just plain not enforced. Sure, they could enforce the law that says you can't play sports on a Sunday, that you can't do business on a Sunday. They could enforce these laws.
I think that law may have actually been pulled off the books this year.
Okay, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying. There are these laws on the books that are just simply not enforced. And so I agree with you, Dale, that I think most of the people doing civil disobedience just want to live free. And some of them want to get arrested. Some of them don't. I think it all depends on who you talk to and who you ask and what their goals are. But I think that non-cooperation generally is kind of an inside the system, but an unusual inside the system approach. Because when, for instance, if I don't pay a fine that they issue me for some arbitrary nonsense, then that's still a choice that I've made. Perhaps it's not one of the choices that the system has given to me, but it's not like I'm not showing up for the court. I'm going to the court. I'm just not going to cooperate with them. I'm not going to go along with what they're demanding. So is that inside the system or not?
I guess it depends on your motivations. If your goal is to change the system.
Well, no, that's not. No, I wasn't even talking about the goal. I was talking about if you are non-cooperating in that, for instance, they send you the ticket, right? You get a ticket. It says you must plead guilty or not guilty or no contest and send the money to this and this. So they give you three choices. And if I chose zero of those three, if I chose none of those three choices, if I choose to non-cooperate and go my own path.
I don't think it's inside the system.
It's not inside the system, even though I'm still going to court?
To call it inside the system, it has to be some acknowledgement. Even if you say you're just playing the game to accomplish something, like you don't mean it, you might say you don't believe in it. There are people who are doing inside the system activism who are anti-statist. Like they don't believe in the system, but they're playing the game because they feel like they can sort of make it work against itself or something like that, or use the system itself to shrink it or something like that. And I think that's that sort of acknowledgement of the system in order to play the game for a little while is inside the system.
So would you say that maybe you'd have to kind of voluntarily choose to engage in the system for it to be inside the system, whereas if the system is aggressing against you and you involuntarily show up at court because you're under duress, that's not really inside the system?
I don't think so.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.